In Oman, the fate of three sisters is determined by whom they love. Maya marries Abdallah after a heartbreak. Asma marries as she believes it's her duty, and Caller's love has immigrated to Canada. This is the storyline of Celestial Bodies, which yesterday won the Man Booker International Prize. It is the first time a book translated from Arabic has won, and female writer from Oman, Yoka Al-Hadi, won the prize, making this a historical moment in the literary world. Senior lecturer and chair of the Arabic Studies Department at the University of Sydney, Dr. Lucia Sorbera, spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Christofi on the importance of Arabic literature.
This morning on the Facebook pages, on the Twitter accounts of many Arab writers, especially women writers and translators, it was celebrated like a collective victory. So it's extremely, extremely important.
Are there any current prominent Arabic works of fiction and non-fiction that have become popular in Western culture?
Since Naguib Mahfouz won the Nobel Award in 1988, contemporary Arabic literature gained growing visibility. Of course, today there are many Arab writers who are quite prominent, and they write both in Arabic and in English. In 1990, the Egyptian writer Ahdaf Zuaif was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. I would say that she's probably one of the most popular Arab writers in the Western world. But there are many others, Hoda Barakat, Ibrahim Al-Kuni, and of course Elias Khoury, Suad Amri. The list would be very long, and it's growing, and many of them are women, which is extremely interesting.
Historian Bethany Hughes, who was on the panel of judges, is recorded saying that Arabic has an access to ideas and thoughts and experiences you aren't normally given in English. Do you think Arabic has this ability?
Arabic is a very rich language, this is absolutely true, and it has a depth in the expression, which, you know, gives us also the opportunity to appreciate the work that the translators are doing when they work and translate Arabic novels and poetry. And in this case, it should be noted that the translator, Merlin Booth, is one of the pioneers in translation of contemporary Arabic literatures, especially women's literatures, and she's also a literary critic, and she has been one of the first scholars who approached Arabic women's literature as a matter of study.
In your own studies of Arabic literature, have you come across Jaka Al-Hathi before?
Jaka Al-Hathi has produced, you know, mostly short novels. Her production is relatively recent. She's a relatively young writer, and she's a writer of the new generation.
Are you hoping to read her book Celestial Bodies in the future?
Absolutely, and it seems like a book which relates to a long tradition of literature produced by women, which is a literature that intersects the big history with private and intimate life. And I think this is the big added value of literature produced by women, certainly in Arabic literature, but more largely in the global literature.
Lucia Sobera speaking to The Wire's Phoebe Christofi. And that's all the time we have at The Wire. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rowan Neagle. Catch you next time.